Saturday at the largest indoor yard sale at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds in Belleville.
You'll find some great deals with over 500 tables under one roof.
If you want to beat the crowd and get a sneak peek,
there's an early bird fee of $3 on Friday from 4 to 7 p.m.
On Saturday, it's free.
It's the largest indoor yard sale this Friday evening and Saturday till 2 p.m.
at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds.
Call 618-223-0052
or go to bcfairgrounds.net.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Hi, Terry Hall here. I want to welcome you to join me for This Week in Real Estate this Sunday from 1 until 3 right here on the Big 550 KTRS. I've got a lot of stuff we're going to cover. The real estate contract, how earnest money works, how the commission works, what you do when you have a problem in your real estate transaction, what do you do when you have a building inspection issue. That's This Week in Real Estate this Sunday from 1 until 3 right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year three of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS.
I think, and I'm not sure, but I think this is Tony Orlando.
He don't love you.
He don't love you.
Is that right? Is it Tony? Jay Leno's last night is tonight, and I'll record it. I don't know that I'll say I'm watching. Maybe watch it tomorrow morning. We're not going to talk about him a lot, but we've talked a little about it. There's not much to say. The one thing I will say for Jay Leno, in all these years and over 4,600 shows he's done, tonight shows, here is a guy who is an exception to just about every Hollywood rule or stereotype. Married to the same woman forever and ever and ever. Never a hint of scandal, being seen coming out of a place drunk. No DW. I mean, the guy is clean as a whistle and couldn't have his head on straighter. You know what I'm saying? He just seems like, except for the fact that he has hundreds of millions of dollars and that he is as recognized as anybody in the world, except for that, and that he's got a car collection worth tens of millions, he seems like a pretty regular, and like he's really well adjusted. I know he's a workaholic, and maybe that's the key. You don't have a lot of time to get in trouble when you never go on vacation and never have an opportunity for your wife to catch you nude on the beach at 2 o'clock with some chick.
Yeah, I wonder what those. The two of them relationship is like.
The little I've seen of him, he can't be around much.
But
some people, that's what works.
Right, yeah.
He's not in her way. She's not in his way. She does her thing. He does his thing. She just allows him to do, and he takes obviously very good care of her, and she's set for life and no kids, which is kind of interesting because I would think Jay Leno would have been a great dad. For some reason, I do. But that's tonight, and Garth Brooks and Billy Crystal will be on the show tonight. So I don't expect a powerful closing, you know, monologue or whatever. Carson's was disappointing to me a little. It was classy, but it was, I don't know what I expected. I guess that's it. I really don't know what I expected. But he doesn't have, while he doesn't have Carson's class and sophistication, and I don't think Carson's quick wit, he also doesn't have Carson's baggage, the insecurity. Carson had a terrible drinking problem. If you read Henry Bushkin's book, and he was his attorney, Carson's attorney, for 20 years and his closest confidant. Carson's drinking problem was far worse than Ed McMahon's, and they made Ed to be out to be the drunk, when in fact it was Johnny that Ed took home more nights than Johnny took Ed home. So we'll see how it goes tonight. Phones are open. It's Thursday. We have more time to talk Thursday than any other time. I had a lot of heroin stuff. I'm going to hold it because I want the day we do this. I want to give it plenty of time because there's some things we want to share with you folks that I think you're going to really, really find interesting about maybe why some of us in this room know a little bit more about heroin than you would ever have expected us to know. Not by choice, but just that we do. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. KTRS, for those of you who are driven crazy when we give out the letters, is 5877. So 969-5877 or toll-free, 888-550-5877. Larry joins us. Hello, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Larry. How are you doing?
Doing great. I'm AM in the PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. Hope your heat's working.
Absolutely.
Right.
Wood stove is all cranked up.
You're not on propane.
No.
Right.
I couldn't afford it.
Well, if you were on propane, you'd be calling me from First Community making a loan today.
Yeah.
What's going on, Larry?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about the, you're saying if you had it to do over again, you'd probably like to play golf in high school. And I just wanted you to know that my mom got me golf lessons in late junior high, early high school, so that I would have some sport that I could participate in even when I got old.
Right.
Well, I'm a little older than you, and
really?
February will be my start of my 48th year skydiving.
Wow.
And I've still never played golf or had any desire to.
Wow.
Well, I never had any desire to until I was 48. Never picked up a club until I was 48. But what I'm saying by that, skydiving is a thrill, okay? And I get that. Golf's not a thrill, but I think golf is a great way to network.
Oh, absolutely.
And do business. And I never understood that when I was younger. I thought it was an excuse to have a drink and take the day off. But I do see it now as a great way to make business connections.
I had a friend of mine that went to, had a scholarship, went to Mizzou on a golf scholarship.
And I didn't actually say I wish I'd played in high school. For me, it would have been impossible because I was in a hillbilly town in Tennessee. There was no high school golf. Are you kidding? In fact, very few people in town even knew what the game of golf was. Only the few wealthy people in that little hick town belonged to the little ratty hillbilly country club they had.
Jeez.
But, that's right, rat boy. Sorry. But I do, I think it would have been a good idea, and I told my sons. Only one of them has really taken any interest at all in it. I said, I think you're going to find that lots of people get together to play golf. And all the years that I said, no, sorry, I don't play. I just, for whatever reason, one day thought I'm going to get some clubs, and I'm just going to try it. And it's the kind of thing that you will give up on right away if you're not willing to be humiliated and embarrassed for a couple of months, because that's what's going to happen. You'll swing and miss it. You'll hit it and it'll roll 3 feet. It's very humiliating. And then all of a sudden, you actually hit it. Still no good. Never going to be any good. You're still a skydiver? I mean, yeah. Is that what you call yourself, a skydiver? How many jumps do you have?
Oh, I'm not many. 1,500, maybe.
Is that all?
Not many.
Yeah.
Well, 1,500?
It's all relative.
What's the highest altitude? What's the highest altitude you've jumped from?
23.5.
Wow.
That's up there. What free fall? What kind of free fall is that, about 3 minutes?
No, it's 2 minutes. The first minute goes by pretty quick because there's no air to slow you down.
Wow.
And you have to have onboard oxygen before you exit, but we didn't have any oxygen with
now. You don't jump in this kind of weather.
I certainly have, but I now that I'm in my 60s, I prefer not to.
Yeah. You still jump in fair weather? Do you still jump?
Oh yeah, I jumped into Forest Park for the Great Forest Park balloon race.
Good for you.
We still do the pro jumps, and then I teach skydiving.
I jumped one time, Sparta, Illinois.
Right.
And that was it for me. I always said I wouldn't do it again. I don't know if I could do it without having a heart attack. And it's funny, now I think I can actually do it again.
Was that tandem?
No. It was just me and a static line. Larry knows what a static line is. You jump, and then the line lets out, and when the slack is gone, it pulls the chute for you. They don't trust you to pull your own chute. Because if you forget or you pass out...
Did you hear that story, that 16-year-old the other day?
A chute malfunction.
Yeah, it was a girl, and she ended up surviving from it. But
It's to say, one of the safest things you can do. If you look at the numbers of jumps made in a year and the number of even injuries, wow, so safe.
Hmm. Yeah, it's one of those things where when we leave the drop zone at the end of the day, we all tell each other, be careful driving home, because that's where the danger is.
No kidding. Where do you jump?
Taylorville.
Okay,
in America,
sure.
Sport Parachute Club in Taylorville.
Sure, I've been to Taylorville. It's a pretty good little hall. There was a night spot there, North something. You know what I'm talking about? It was years ago.
I don't. I like you, I started in Southern California, but then was in Sparta and Vandalia and other places that have closed, Greenville.
Yeah, Greenville is a big place to jump. Sullivan is used to be a big jumping spot.
But they've all closed.
So what else, Larry?
That's it.
All right.
For networking, the golf is the way to go. I just, even now that I'm older, I still have no desire to do the golf thing.
Well, I can understand that. It's very frustrating. Larry, I appreciate the call. Thank you for listening.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Larry, 1,500 jumps Larry had.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Johnny, it's your turn.
Hey, guys. AM and PM.
Thank you.
Johnny.
And I just got a text from Mark Harris. You may be familiar with him. He has the Harris Challenge.
Yeah.
Mark said the place I was trying to think of was Nashville North. He's exactly right. Nashville North in Taylorville. What's going on, Johnny?
Oh, I just, of course, I was sad to hear about Philip Seymour the other day, and I didn't get to call you guys. But I think, you know, aside from being one of the, obviously a great actor and talented guy for 46 years old, but I think one of the greatest things you did was coin a new phrase in the English language, you know, and take two words, who can take two words and create a new word in the English language we haven't had before, you know, that applies to something that happened now. Welcome, you know, he came out and in the movie,
was that Along Came Polly? Along Came Polly, yeah, that was a great movie with Ben Stiller.
He explained it in detail. You know, but he comes out to Ben, and he goes, and he explains it to him, and then he goes, I just sharted.
Oh, that's right.
We have to leave now.
Wait, was Philip Seymour Hoffman in Along Came Polly?
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't remember that. Is that,
Wait, was that him?
That was him.
Help me out here.
Was that Gwyneth Paltrow? Was that
Jennifer Aniston.
You know what? I'm sitting here trying to think. Did I even see Along Came Polly?
Oh, that's a really good movie. You'd like it a lot.
I don't know if I saw it.
You would like it. It's
shark.
Funny.
We talked about that. What a great word.
Yes.
No, it really is. And so you're saying Philip Seymour Hoffman introduced us to that word?
That may have been the first.
Yeah.
No, there's
the first one.
There's his legacy right there.
Pure genius. They'll put that on his tombstone.
Yeah, on his tombstone, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and just quotes, sharted.
Yeah.
He sharted for the last time.
You know, whether you got a comedian say it, leave him laughing.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you, Johnny.
Thanks, Frank. You leave me laughing all the time. Thank you.
Yeah. That was nice.
Yeah.
You leave me laughing all the time. From Johnny, we go to John.
Oh, John's gone.
John's gone, so we're not going to go to John. I told you I was all prepared to talk about this heroin thing. Let me just share this with you. The heroin problem is a much bigger problem than most of us, you and I, know about, unless it's affected your family directly, but it's big. I didn't know that most of it comes from Afghanistan, Southern Asia, Pakistan, Laos, Afghanistan, some from Latin America, mostly Colombia. I knew it was poppy. Remember in The Wizard of Oz when they fall asleep in that field? That's a poppy field. That's why they fell asleep. And what amazes me, and I'm a kind of guy who I sit around, and here's how I burn up brain power, thinking of how other people did things, or how they, and we've talked about that before, how did the first person discover blah, blah, blah. And so I did a little research here ever since his death, and I'm amazed at how people figure out. Here, I'll show you what I'm talking about. Poppies have a seed, and when you plant the seed, in about 3 months, there's a brightly colored flower at the end of each stem. And as the petals fall, there's a pod, an egg-shaped pod, and inside that pod is this sap. It's an opaque, milky sap. That is opium in its crudest form. So they slit the pod in parallel strokes with a special curved knife, and the sap oozes out, and it turns dark, and it gets thick, and it becomes this brownish-black gum. And then the farmer collects the gum with a scraping knife. He bundles it into bricks or cakes or balls, and they wrap them in some simple material like plastic or leaves, and then it enters the black market. And then the merchants get it, and they transport it to a morphine refinery. So what essentially happens is these bundles... And usually the laboratories are just like rickety makeshift laboratories. They have oil drums, and they're usually in the jungle somewhere. The opium is mixed with lime in boiling water, and then this waste sinks to the bottom. And on the surface is a white band of morphine. They draw that off. They reheat it with ammonia. They filter it. They boil it again, and now you've got a brown paste. Now, let me stop right there. I'm not finished with the process yet. Who figures this out?
It's incredible.
They pour it into molds. They dry it in the sun, and now it's morphine base. It's the consistency of modeling clay. Now it's smokable. You can put it in a pipe and smoke it. And that was actually introduced by the Dutch in the 17th century. So you go back to the 1600s, they were doing this. And it's ready for further processing into heroin. The first process, first time it was processed was 1874, when it was actually turned into heroin. And I'm going to stop right there, and we'll get to the rest later. But my point is, if I were to continue and read to you everything that's done in this process, you'd think I was reading you the journal of a chemist. How does somebody figure that out? And that's I guess a question that nobody can ever answer. It's sort of like, how did the first person, I think alcohol is easier to understand because somebody squashed some apples or something, and the cider got left out too long, and it fermented, and they go, whoa, I'm drunk from drinking that, and they kind of figured out what happened, I guess. But this is, you know, unlike marijuana, which you grow, and it's marijuana, you gotta go through a process to make this stuff. And then they get into how it's shipped into this country and how it's smuggled into this country and in what size containers and how much. And I don't know. Based on what I read, you can get a heroin hit for about $100 or something, which I don't know how long that lasts. I guess it depends on the quality. But this fentanyl, and Dan, when somebody yesterday mentioned cutting it with something, Dan was actually the one that said fentanyl, and he was right. And I read an article that said, here's how powerful fentanyl is, and they're saying that the stuff Hoffman had...
Did not have... that's the latest I heard.
It didn't have it.
No.
Well, what's killing a lot of these people is heroin with fentanyl. Here's how strong this stuff is. They said the equivalent of 3 grains of salt will kill you.
Yeah,
that much fentanyl in one batch of heroin, one hit of heroin, will kill you.
It's what they use. They have patches of it for cancer patients. I mean, yeah, it's heavy-duty stuff.
Yeah. Dan, can you hear me?
Yes.
Where's our guest?
I'm going to redial.
Remember when I said we need him on like 28 after or something? Remember that? Yeah. This is one of those embarrassing, awkward moments where we're supposed to have a guest on the phone, and I actually mentioned it to Dan a week ago, and then I re-mentioned it again today, and he said, yeah, got you. No problem. 28 after. I'll have him on. Let's see, what time is it now? What do you got there? Beyond 4:32:24, so we're four minutes late with our guest. This is just called stalling and killing time till we get him on the air.
Well, we were doing... he was on a cell phone, so we're doing a landline.
Okay. Well, that explains everything. While we're waiting, I thought I'd throw this at you. Ron Jeremy, for those of you who don't know who he is, he's a greasy, fat, ugly guy. And I heard on something this morning, Ron Jeremy has been in over 2,000 porn movies. And if you've never seen him, this is a guy that if you lined up people and said, which one of these guys would women be repulsed to get by, it would be Ron Jeremy.
Yes.
Oh. The most repulsive, disgusting-looking guy in the world. But, hey, he's done 2,000 porn movies. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to say hello from APG, Associated Physicians Group, Jay Today, everybody.
Yeah.
Hello, Jay. Jay, you were supposed to have been on 5 minutes ago. It's Stan Strauss's fault. I want you to know that. Now, listen, your last name is Today, and it's pronounced like T-O-D-A-Y, and I was thinking early this morning, there's something here. You familiar with the Abbott and Costello routine, who's on first? You familiar with that?
Unfortunately, very much so.
Okay. There has to be a bit with your name. Like, I was thinking of a scenario like you, Jay Today, you go to the driver's license office or something, and the gal, without even looking up, she goes, name, and you go, Today. And she says, yeah, Today, not tomorrow, Today,
yeah.
What's your name? And you say, it's Today. And she says, I know it's Today. If it weren't today, it'd be yesterday. What's your name?
Oh, yeah.
And that's as far as I've taken it. But there has to be a routine.
It's hysterical. I mean, that scenario happens calling for dinner reservations all the time.
I bet.
You know what? That's beautiful. You want to make reservations? Yeah. And the name? Today. Well, we can't get you in today, but we can get... No. Today. Yeah, I understand. But, but we can only get you in tomorrow. The earliest would be 7. What's your name? Today. Yeah, that's it. I can see that happening. So, Jay, what's going on? What do you need for us to know that we don't already know about APG?
Well, there's been some exciting things happening, which I'd love to share.
Let me check and see if it's okay for you to share. We're going to have a conference. Hang on a second. Okay, go ahead.
You guys are awesome. The first thing is, there's a lot of different things that can be done for osteoarthritis. Not very many things have been clinically proven to work. Of course, there's good outcome with a knee replacement, but very few people actually want to do that, and most of your surgeons will obviously say that, try every conservative method first. So finally, now for the first time, we have proven published results that show the efficacy or the success of our what is called multimodal program. And it's been published in a national medical journal now, Dove Press Medical Magazine, and there's more coming. But the findings basically supported what we've always known from our own internal work. But the study was done over a 5-year period, over 3,500 patients, and the success rate was incredible. And, it also showed, because, Frank, you've probably heard it yourself, people, when they get to grade 4 bone-on-bone arthritis, everybody just says, I have to go to the surgeon now. Well, the beautiful part about the study is that 75% of those over 3,500 participants were basically bone-on-bone.
Yeah, by the way, if ever there was a term that said pain to me, it's bone on bone.
Yes.
That's a good way to put it.
Absolutely.
Boy, that hurts just to say that.
Yeah, so finally we have these proven published results, and it's really exciting. It's really lent a lot of credibility to the program. We've had physicians from all over the United States have come in, and we have trained them on the program now. And, this includes orthopedic surgeons, some of the top pain management physicians in the country. I mean, big-time physicians that have come to, Little O'Fallon, Illinois, and the rest of our facilities because of the results that we have been generating. And right now, our program is running super strong at an 87% success rate. And success is defined as significant, if not complete, reduction of pain, and no knee replacement. And, I think most people would agree that that's pretty good success.
So the main point here, and what I've tried to tell people, is there are thousands of people walking around, not walking well, walking in pain, who are convinced or have been told they have to have knee replacement, who in fact don't have to have knee replacement. Correct.
Most likely. They have an 87% fighting chance.
And, I'm not saying, I'm not saying everybody who's been told that is going to not need it. I'm saying there's a significant 87% of those people actually do not have to have knee replacement.
Well, yeah.
Not now and maybe not ever.
There's a monetary reason why somebody would say, yep, you're going to need knee surgery.
Yeah, but here's what's interesting. Jay tells me you've got orthopedic surgeons, the people who do this, who are even saying this program you have is worth looking at.
We have multiple prominent orthopedic surgeons that fully support the program, and here's why. This is their words, and they say, we love the program because, best case scenario, this is the best chance that these people are going to have to avoid a knee replacement. And of course, they do these surgeries, and they know it's a good surgery, but if you don't need it, why do it? And there are some risks with it. Everyone knows that. Here, there's no downtime. There's no stopping of the things you want to do, and you get your quality of life back. You get life without pain, and you don't have to do the surgery. And then the very worst case scenario, worst case, is we're going to buy you a lot of time. And if you do at some point in your life need a knee replacement, there's two things you need to know. Number one, well, three. You didn't burn any bridges, so doing this program only makes, if you do end up getting a knee replacement, it only makes it easier and better both on the surgeon and on the patient as far as after the surgery, far, far easier. And then the other side to that is there is a time limit on how long knee replacements will last, and if it's a revision or another complete replacement, that's even riskier than the initial and a lot more chance for adverse effects and a lot more metal implanted. And again, you know, I just talked to somebody just last week that did our program 8 years ago. They were bone on bone, told they needed a knee replacement. Our program gave him complete relief for 8 years. He's just starting to feel some discomfort now. Comes back in and did the program. I spoke to him on Tuesday. He's already back to pain-free after just the second week. He loves the program. And this is the type of success that is normal in our program. People get lasting, significant success, and they can even repeat the program if they so choose. It's covered by insurance. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to get your quality of life back without having the surgery. And in the off chance you still need it, you didn't burn any bridges, and the surgery is going to be better and easier for both the physician and the patient.
All right, we're long past
that.
Well, you can't. We're long past being out of time. But I wanted to do this because sometimes I think having somebody here for somebody other than me, like you, this is a big deal, and this is affecting. Look, I'm getting old, but even when I was 45, 50, I had people my own age have a knee replacement. It's like every fourth person I know is either about to have it or has had it or is in the process of so it's a big deal. What we need people to do, if you want to know more about this alternative to knee replacement program, the best thing you can go is go to the website, apgpain.com. apgpain.com. If you can't remember that, go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, enter the site, click on sponsors, there it is. Everything you need to know. Take time to do it. If you or anybody you know thinks you're facing potential possible knee surgery, just may be that's not the only route to go. Jay, glad things are good.
Thank you, Frank. And just, you know, if you got a second, that the seminar on February 18th at Spazio's over in Westport, and, you know, a chance for people to actually get a chance to really understand the program. There'll be an orthopedic surgeon there. There'll be a doctor of physical therapy there to answer their questions. And they can get that information at your website.
Yeah, and your site has all that stuff on all these seminars every time you have one. All right, Jay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Take it easy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Jay Today, as in The Jay Show. I did that joke already a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
I believe we have to take a break, do we not?
Yes.
Let's do that. And then we'll come back. Big 550, KTRS.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a look at traffic now. We've had some problems out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, well, they've cleared the accident eastbound 70 near Chestnut. All lanes are open, but traffic is still backed up from Grand to the Edward Jones Dome. Got a new accident northbound 270 at the Clayton Road overpass. The right lane is blocked. You're a little heavy north of Lindbergh. Southbound 270, you're slow from Page down through Ladue. And then it looks just busy from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, you're jammed up from Kings Highway through McCausland. You're going to find some slow pockets now from a little west of McKnight all the way out through Mason. They have cleared the accident that was at 141. Starting to get a little heavy now as you approach the Boone Bridge. They've also cleared the accident westbound 70 at Highway 79 or after 79. All lanes are open, but you still have some slow pockets from about 370 out through T.R. Hughes. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Advil Cold and Sinus. Advil Cold and Sinus, the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a powerful nasal decongestant in a single pill. Find it at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning on McGraw Live, we begin our daily Winter Olympic updates with ABC's Jim Ryan previewing the opening ceremonies, movie reviews with David Blaustein, Deb Peterson from The Post, and Scott Sherman. Plus, I finally get to meet McGraw's friend and woodworker, Tommy McDonald. And Trish Gazelle says he's pretty hot, ladies. Join us Friday morning between 6 and 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
France, 1793. While Augustin Dupre was awaiting execution by guillotine, he took from his pocket a prized possession, an angel coin. He rubbed it for good luck and said a prayer. At that very moment, a sudden lightning storm frightened the crowd and the execution was postponed. Dupre was later pardoned and attributed his miraculous survival to the angel coin. For centuries, angel coins have been the center of countless good luck stories. And now good luck is yours. In a world first, Govmint.com is releasing magnificent 1-ounce pure silver angel coins at an historic low and surprisingly affordable price. These dazzling silver angel coins are only available on a first-come, first-served basis, so call immediately. 1-800-600-0438. These 2014 angels are legal tender and 1 ounce of pure silver, minted in London, England. They magnificently depict St. Michael slaying a fire-breathing dragon with Queen Elizabeth on the reverse. Lock in your historic low price. 1-800-600-0438. 1-800-600-0438.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-400-1798. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-400-1798. For your free demo, call 1-800-400-1798. 1-800-400-1798.
Hi, this is Jim Winkleman with Blue Ocean Portfolios with your Blue Ocean Minute. Do you know that mutual funds are actually a giant scheme designed to cost investors billions of dollars every year? Any objective study would easily conclude that the only thing you can predict is the fees and expenses that you will pay inside a mutual fund investment. The truth is that a low-cost index fund will beat their actively managed counterpart 80% of the time. The vast majority of advisors and brokers know this, but they won't make any money telling you about an index fund. The only way that you're going to increase your odds of a favorable outcome is keeping your cost low and managing risk through diversification. For a free report of what your advisor isn't telling you, go to our website now, blueoceanportfolios.com. That's blueoceanportfolios.com. Or call us toll-free in Chesterfield, 800-449-2237. That's 800-449-2237. Blue Ocean Portfolios, intelligent investing.
Do you suffer with numbness, tingling, and burning sensations in your hands or feet? You could have peripheral neuropathy. Hi, I'm Dr. Ryan Lewis, D.C., president of Missouri Pain Treatment Center. Our main focus is the treatment of people with neuropathy. Before they came to see us, most of my patients have spent many years dealing with their neuropathy. Unfortunately, it gets worse. Neuropathy can affect your balance. Neuropathy can make driving become a real issue. Balance problems make it hard to do the things that you really enjoy, like gardening or even walking your dog. You don't have to just accept it. Let me help you turn your life around. With my exclusive NerveFit program, we'll work to alleviate the pressure on your degenerating nerves and ultimately relieve your pain. It's a gentle, 100% non-invasive treatment process that has worked for hundreds of my patients long term, and it can help you too. Don't give in to neuropathy. Battle it and win. Call me right now and schedule a free consultation. 855-FIX-FEET. 855-FIX-FEET. That's 855-349-3338.
Illinois concealed carry licenses will be issued starting in January. Are you ready? Get training now at Metro Shooting Supplies. Illinois requires 16 hours of training. If you've already taken Metro's day one class, sign up now for day two to finish up. If you are new to Illinois training, sign up for day one and get 8 hours under your belt. Weekend classes available in Belleville and Bridgeton. Stop by and sign up today. Get your Illinois concealed carry training at Metro Shooting Supplies, buylearnshoot.com or facebook.com/Metro Training Academy.
Hi, Terry Hall here. I want to welcome you to join me for This Week in Real Estate this Sunday from 1 until 3 right here on the Big 550 KTRS. I've got a lot of stuff we're going to cover. The real estate contract, how earnest money works, how the commission works, what you do when you have a problem in your real estate transaction, what do you do when you have a building inspection issue. That's This Week in Real Estate this Sunday from 1 until 3 right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Hi, Terry Hall here. Investing in Real Estate airs this Saturday on KTRS, 7 to 8 p.m. on Saturdays. This is the show that teaches you how to invest in real estate. I'll host interviews teaching you how to find money for your investments. The easiest way for a beginning in real estate investor to make money. How to buy multifamily units and make a six-figure income doing it. Join me for Investing in Real Estate. That's Investing in Real Estate, 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Join me. You'll be glad you did.
Crackling Rosie, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow.
How many flights do you think have been canceled in this country this winter? Since the first of the year as a result of this this winter we've had.
Oh, man.
49,000.
I wouldn't have, yeah. Ooh. I don't know if I would have got close on that one.
49,000 flights. How did the global warming people explain this? Has anybody read anything? I'm anxious to see the spin on...
Oh, there'll be spin.
Oh, sure. They'll say, well, this is a natural byproduct of global warming.
Oh, sure.
Because when the atmospheric pressure... And they'll have a reason why one of the results of global warming is everybody freezing to death.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of time. We can sneak in a couple of calls if you want to jump in here real quickly. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. What did I say yesterday when we talked about the CVS tobacco? I said if I were Walgreens, yeah. I'd come right out now and say, hey, come on over here and buy your cigarettes. And what do you know? This morning, there's a statement that's been issued, apparently from a PR firm that works for Walgreens, saying just that. Yay, yeah, we're going to keep selling cigarettes. Come on down.
You know what that tells me? That PR firm listens to
listens.
Us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of influence and a lot of power.
Where is Walgreens based out of?
I have no idea.
Isn't it weird, though, that we only had Walgreens for forever, and then all of a sudden...
Yeah, here comes the CVS.
And like, what...
I don't know.
What magically popped up that said, hey, we need to start...
Did we ever have People's Pharmacy?
People's? That's
a chain in some
think
parts
so,
of the country.
No.
Rexall. I'm trying to name all the pharmacies. Say, Skaggs.
Oh, Skaggs,
that was a bad name. That's they probably put them out of business.
But you always heard, I always heard at least... New York City. I don't even know if they have Walgreens in New York. I thought it was a regional thing for a while.
CVS was like, there was a lot south, too. A lot of them south.
Remember Kresge?
Oh, yeah, Crusty
Drugs. It wasn't a drugstore, was it? It was just a five and dime store.
Yeah, kind of like a Ben Franklin used to be. Now Ben Franklin's a craft store, but...
Let me get Roger in here. I want to give Bill Cleveland plenty of time today. He's got some extra thing he wants to do. Hello, Roger. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Great.
AM
What's up?
And the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, they've already actually changed. They started calling it climate change. It's not called global warming anymore.
Oh, okay. Backing down on the warming thing.
Yeah. Well, it's the liberals. They got to find a way to twist everything.
I was listening to George Norrie the other night, and
interesting.
He had a guy on, and I've never thought about this before, but the question was, were dinosaurs and people on the Earth at the same time? And apparently there's no real hard evidence that there were people walking around when there were dinosaurs. And that makes sense to me, because I could coexist.
Anybody that says global warming is real, I got a question for them. Do they think dinosaurs drove cars?
No, I've said this before. The biggest, nastiest, meanest, strongest thing that ever lived became extinct, and something killed it, and there were no fumes, no emissions, none of that stuff, and those things couldn't even make it.
Well, you have dinosaur gas, though.
Well, that's true.
That's
pretty deadly, I would imagine. You get behind one of those things, and they cut one. Whew.
Actually, in all actuality, they're pretty sure the meteor that hit the Chesapeake, that created the Chesapeake Bay, is what destroyed the dinosaurs.
Well, I have not heard that. That's a new one.
Well, the Chesapeake Bay at the mouth of the James River in the ocean in Virginia, they say that was created by a meteor.
Okay, and one meteor took all the dinosaurs out.
Oh, that big of a meteor? Think about how big the Chesapeake Bay is.
Okay, well, what about the dinosaurs that weren't around the Chesapeake Bay?
If you believe that big of a meteor created the Chesapeake Bay, that would have basically created nuclear winter around the entire planet.
You're too smart for this show, okay?
Yeah.
Knock it off. Knock off the smart talk. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you.
Take it easy. It always amazes me, too, when they say they found these bones in there, and they get real specific. 19 million years old. Really? How could you know that?
Carbon dating.
Okay, if you say so. Bill Cleveland.
What?
Sounded good, didn't it?
Yeah, Bill Cleveland is on the way. I bank at First Community. You know that, folks. I'm First Community Credit Union. I've told you that. And I don't just tell you that. It's true. You can run into me if you want to down in the Chesterfield Valley. Down in the valley, valley so low.
Hang your head over and hear the wind blow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And in many ways, it's just like other places to bank, meaning they have checks. First Community has checks. They have savings. First Community has savings. You can get something notarized. You could get traveler's checks, all that stuff. They have all that. But a lot of people feel there's just there used to be an ice cream in St. Louis a long time ago called Chapman's Ice Cream, and their slogan was,
wow,
Chapman's
that.
Ice Cream, a subtle little difference that makes all the difference. I love that slogan.
Yeah.
I love that slogan. And that's kind of the way it is with First Community Credit Union. It's enough of a difference in your banking transactions and all your banking needs that it makes a big difference. The subtle little difference, it makes all the difference. I think I can steal it now. Statute of limitations. That ice cream hadn't been around for long. But it's true. It's a combination of little things that make this just a great place to bank. See for yourself. First Community Credit Union, they're all over the place. FirstCommunity.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic now. See how things are rolling. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, they're still working with the accident northbound 270 at the Clayton Road overpass with the right lane blocked. You're backed up north of Manchester. And then now on eastbound 44 at Lindbergh, you've got a crash that has the two right lanes blocked. If you're traveling southbound on 170, you're hitting the brakes right around Olive, some slow pockets all the way down through Highway 40. Northbound 170, due to an earlier accident, you're running slow between 70 and 270. Eastbound 270, it starts stacking up McDonald through New Florissant, and you're still running really slow on eastbound 70 from west of Grand into the Edward Jones Dome. This traffic report is brought to you by the Olympic Winter Games on NBC. Tonight, the Olympic Winter Games return with new events in primetime. Catch all the Olympic action tonight at 7 Central, only on NBC. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the biggest, coldest world sporting event in 4 years. There'll be medals won, heartbreaking losses, and the biggest question will be answered. Will Vladimir Putin finally put on a shirt? Beginning this Friday, ABC's Jim Ryan brings you the latest updates from the Sochi Olympic Winter Games on McGraw in the Morning. They'll talk about the previous day's events and set up the drama and intrigue for the upcoming events later that day. Jim Ryan live from the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by the Cleed Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app that you want to download is STL Taxi. Free app. Get it. Good thing to have. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
How the heck are you?
We're doing great today.
Doing good. Hey, real quick, I want to mention once again this year we're doing the all-TV trivia night. This is an entire trivia night all about television. Comedies, dramas, anything you can think of television related. It was a huge success last year, and so I wanted to promote it on the air. We already have about 18 tables sold.
Now, where is this? When and where?
You can go to billradio.com. All the information's there. It'll be on Friday, March 28th.
All right.
The Kirkwood Community Center.
BillRadio.com.
You got it. All
got
right
it.
There. Well, Justin Bieber is now on a Homeland Security watch list.
Good.
Apparently, they're afraid Bieber's going to commit an act of terrorism by releasing another movie.
And he do? I didn't even do it. He did a movie?
Yeah, he's done a movie. He's got like an autobiography.
Well, I didn't even know that.
Crap. NBC recently aired a special on a Turkish prison camp. Well, they thought it was a prison camp. Turns out it was actually a luxury hotel room in Sochi. And Olympic events are already underway, even before the opening ceremonies have even started. Turns out, once again, Joe Namath must have flipped a coin too early.
Oh, boy.
Hey, how about that jacket that guy had on?
I loved it.
Holy cow. A team from Tesla Motors is trying to set a world record for driving across country in an electric vehicle. Somebody asked them, what's the key to success? They said a 3,000-mile extension cord.
Yeah, that's what you need.
And finally, it's Zach New. Hate to hear this. At a Super Bowl party in Rochester, New York, a man bit off part of his brother's ear during a fight. They asked him why they were fighting, and the guy said, he just never listened to me.
No. We can't now.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you by the Cleveland Cab. I'm Bill Cleveland. Big 550.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
BillRadio.com. 5 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Campbell.